Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Well, things just keep going down the hole for Diddy. That sounded bad, but I'm going to keep that in there. Federal investigators preparing to bring accusers of Sean Diddy Combs before a federal grand jury in New York City. Plaintiffs who filed civil lawsuits against Combs, they've been notified by the federal authorities that they could be testifying before a grand jury. This is in addition to all of the sex trafficking allegations and investigation that is currently underway. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fattis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. When they're going now to this step, what is going on behind the scenes with the feds?
Yeah, you know, I think things are really heating up. They're beginning to escalate in terms of the investigation and seeking formal charges against Diddy. I'm sure law enforcement is conducting thorough interviews with past accusers, with past associates, learning all of the information they can so that they can bolster their case in front of this grand jury and get it to the first finish line, which will be the charging stage.
And it looks like there could be far more charges here, obviously, than, I mean, just the sex trafficking. And just the is not the way to put sex trafficking. That's pretty big in itself. But we're talking about possibly, you know, drug charges here, other charges, you know, of sexual abuse. But the statute of limitations is kind of up on some of those. Let's talk about that for a little bit and the statute of limitations. How does that apply in something like this where you have a federal investigation looking into your behavior like they do with Diddy and the footage that they have obtained from his home?
Yeah, important question, because a lot of this stuff happened years or even decades ago. Mm-hmm. And so there's statute of limitations that says it's been too long, but we can't bring this as a crime against Diddy now. But they can use it in other ways. They can use it as evidence of modus operandi, of a way that Diddy just operates historically with respect to these matters. They can use it as past bad acts that are similar in nature and to current charges that for which the statute of limitations has not run. Mm-hmm. So they can still use it as helpful to the government's prosecution of Diddy, even if they can't bring a formal charge on some of these things from a long time ago.
Very much a great way that it can still have some ground and some weight on it. What does it mean for Diddy with the fact that he's denied these allegations forever, always said they're out for money? I'm paraphrasing, they're out for money. It's a witch hunt, whatever he said, of just saying totally categorically, uncategorically, I've never done these things. This is not true. And then the hotel video comes out and then Diddy's caught in a corner and he has this to say.
I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy and go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
I'll be missing you. I feel like I should have had that music playing up that, the way he was reading that. And it's going to feel like this. We should have take that in there. So he gives his bullshit apology. Should he have just kept his mouth shut, quite honestly?
You know, I don't think the apology did him any favors. I think it seemed performative. Some of the language use seemed a little rehearsed. And I'm just... it's easy when you're not in the moment and involved in it, but I've got to be critical of his legal and PR team for how they've handled this entire saga.
Yeah, I mean, granted, that's him on the video in the hotel. I don't think anybody's disputing that. He obviously is not disputing it. But coming out and then saying all this publicly, I'm sorry. And I get, you know, if you want to apologize, great. You really should. You should have done a long time ago before saying everybody was a liar. But now, doesn't that hurt any credibility he has, whatever's left, with anyone and everyone?
Totally. I think his credibility is shot because he came out of the gate way too strong by saying, hey, literally, I didn't do any of the things that people are alleging I did. This assault was alleged, and now we find out that we have demonstrable proof that it's true, that it did happen. And so what else is he denying that he actually did? I think it was just so foolish to come out of the gate so strongly saying, I didn't do any of this, and I have undisputable evidence that I'm innocent. And now things are really coming to light that call into question everything Diddy said.
Narcissists do crazy, stupid things, and I think he's certainly one of them.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.